The seven-member panel endorsed the state's efforts to eradicate all the deer in the Mount Horeb area, where 31 deer have tested positive for the disease. Wildlife ecologist Scott Craven says hunters are the key to accomplishing that task, as well as harvesting enough deer to test in other parts of the state to see if the disease has spread. And although hunting license sales are down, he's confident hunters will overcome their fears and turn out when the season opens.
Deer hunting in the state is a powerful social force, and at least outstate, I'm fairly confident that when people see their friends gathering the equipment and heading out to the deer camp next week or in November, that things may change a little bit. But what may be needed after this season is yet to be determined.
State officials say they might consider everything from offering bounties to landowners who kill deer to hunting deer by helicopter. Craven says if hunters don't turn out in enough numbers this season, the new panel will help the state find other methods for reducing the size of the deer herd. The panel also called for a ban on any movement of deer between game farms in the state until an effective live test for the disease is available. One member of the panel is launching a research project this month that could help ease the fears of those who oppose the eradication effort near Mount Horeb. Ecologist Nancy Matthews plans to trap and radio collar 120 deer in the area to find out how far they move during a season. She hopes to prove wrong a theory that the eradication hunt will drive infected deer out of the area, thereby spreading the disease.
Deer can be pushed around within their home range, but they're very unlikely to leave their home range, and if they do, it's not for long. They come right back. But I think until people hear that that's true about the deer in this particular area, they're not going to buy it. We want to prove that these deer are staying, you know, right in the home range that they have always had for their entire life.
Hunters will be encouraged not to shoot the radio-collared deer. If they do, they'll be given a replacement tag so they can shoot another deer, and they'll be allowed to keep the antlers. The research also involves testing the tonsils of deer trapped for the project to help advance the research on a live test for CWD. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.